So hello, welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me for the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my guest today is both. How fun is that? I love meeting new people. Sonia Nagy is actually based in Florida, and she works with people as an integration specialist. It's kind of a fascinating. I actually haven't heard that term quite often in my daily run-in with hundreds of authors. So welcome, Sonia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, why don't we actually start with what you do? I don't often do that, but I think it's complicated and interesting enough that maybe you could help us understand it a little bit.
So I help people to clear out and clean up their unintegrated past experiences. Many of that comes out of our childhood. And through that, that helps them to be more calm and centered in the moment. And then I help them to align with their soul's calling, their soul's purpose. And we do this through conversation or physical. I have a lot of tools in my toolbox.
I love it. That is so cool. I know for me, having written since I was, you know, could breathe, basically, it's like, you know, and I think before I wrote, I even did handprints.
I love
which
it.
Sort of naturally led into writing. And it was just so fun for me. Like, it wasn't like it is for most people, you know, it was something that just came to me with so much ease. You know, sometimes I find entrepreneurs, when something comes to them easily, they don't know how to value it or place a value on it. Can you just kind of share how maybe someone who's maybe an animal intuitive or, a life coach, how can they get to recognize their value or charge for their services when maybe it comes to them so easily?
Well, the first way that I did it, and I gave it away and still do a lot of times, just it's so instinctual, right? So
it's terrible to be great at what you do, isn't it, Sonia?
however, how did I come to value and really recognize it for myself would be by having people tell me that's the unique part of me. Like, I have done a few surveys, and what's unique about me? And everybody comes back with this connection. I have this connection that seems so seamless and so easy. How do you do that? And so then everybody validating that in me showed me that that's what they like about me. That's where they find me unique. That's where they find my value. So I should value and monetize that.
Yeah, it's really fun. I was sitting there teaching a class I teach. It's called Gifts and Offers. And sometimes people don't know what they're like, what they should offer. Like, they don't know what their class should look like, or they don't know how to break it down, or they can't really quite. They say to someone, well, I offer these services of working with me, but it's fully blurry. People are like, well, what does that mean? And so I help people with that, because I find that, like what you just said, people get stuck with that. They don't quite understand how to put words and package things. And I just have to tell you the funniest little thing this one guy was listening to. He's like, don't tell me putting it into a package doesn't work. Look at butter lettuce.
Valid point.
Isn't that funny? He's like, excuse my laugh, I'm just still getting over cold. It's like, okay, then tell me it doesn't work. You can buy butter lettuce for $1 when it's dirty and you have to wash it, and then zipped up in a little package where it says, I'm butter lettuce and it's been washed and cleaned. It's like $4. It's like $3 for the package.
Right.
And right. Then if you want to go up from that, you can get a pre-made salad. And then right. They assemble the sunflower seeds and the dressing, and then it's $5. It's like, oh my gosh.
You know, I think through asking the people what they want is how I find my value, and how I find what they value is through asking, getting their feedback, engaging with them.
Well, you guys, I cheated and I let Sonia read some of my places where I crash and self-sabotage myself earlier, which was fascinating. And immediately what showed up for Sonia was something kind of that happened in my formative years between like 4 and 8 do you want to just explain that to people? Because it's really hard. I mean, having experienced it with you, it's like the light went on. But putting words around it kind of challenging. So how did that just, maybe you don't even know how, but just tell us a little bit about that process that you use and what you use with people to help them clear up their crap.
So I would say that it's really intuitive listening. So I just listen and I'm very empathic. So through that listening, there's a feeling that happens in my body when there's a glitch, if you will. I feel the glitch in your story, which tells me where your interference, where that stuck energy is. And then as I'm listening to you having the conversation, it's kind of like I'm having a conversation with spirit as well, which is guiding me into the story behind that stuck door.
Wow, I love it.
And then from there, I just keep following that train of information, that stuck door information, and it keeps revealing to me more pieces to how and where and why that came about. And I'm very sensitive. And I've worked a long time to manage my own sensitivities. I help a lot of people to understand that for themselves as well.
I love it. I love it.
We don't have training around it.
My entire house is sensitive. Every person and my cats. Every one of my children is so funny. It's like, I was like getting this like special scent-free stuff. And I'm like, every single being in my life requires sensitive stuff. Like, you know, it's a really beautiful household in one way because I accept them all, my kids and all their sensitivities and knowings. It's like they chose me on purpose, you know. It's really been fun.
Absolutely.
As a parent, when you start knowing your own sensitivity, and I'm guessing most of the listeners on the show are hypersensitive, you know, like they're hearing between the lines. Yeah.
Sensitivity is like a double-edged sword. Too sensitive, it hurts. Not sensitive enough, then they get hurt. So it's kind of like riding that razor's edge.
Right.
Of totally knowing when to and knowing not to. And it's good because it keeps us safe.
Yeah.
Right. There's some real great benefits to being sensitive as well. There's some great drawbacks. So it's really finding that balance point between the two.
I love it. Well, I could talk to you forever, but since my show is an 8-minute daily broadcast, we'll probably wrap it up pretty quick here. Tell us how we can reach you, maybe your website, and how people can find out more about you, Sonia.
So I'm transitioning into a new one, so pardon the glitches if they're there when you listen, but it is simplespiritualsolutions.com, and you can go to calendly.com/simplespiritualsolutions for my calendar.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you for having me.